Public transit agencies in the U.S. are struggling with low ridership and revenues during the pandemic. That includes Peoria's CityLink bus system. General Manager Doug Rolfs speaks with WCBU correspondent Steve Charter about the year in the rearview mirror and why he's optimistic about what's in store for 2021.
Well, for mass transit, it was a bleak year. For Greater Peoria Mass Transit District, we got along okay. The buses ran pretty close to normal most of the time. During the early days of the pandemic, essential workers were only allowed to go to work. So we cut some hours to accommodate that. But other than that, our ridership's down a little bit, but for the most part, we've been hanging in there and going.
What is the ridership, Doug, for the year, like this year compared to last?
It's down about 20% so far. So we transport typically 8,500 passengers a day. Right now we're at about 7,000, 6,500, somewhere in that range. Schools, never really got going. IACC never really got up and running. Everybody's virtual. A lot of people still working from home. And then the sheltered workshops also.
Sure.
It's kind of slow getting going, and they're not back to full staff yet either. So all of those factor into our ridership.
And I know this is a crystal ball type question for 2021, but, we have a vaccine now. They're starting to vaccinate people. I think there's a lot of hope. What do you see? What do you hope for 2021 when it comes to CityLink?
I think Peoria and areas in the Midwest seem to be kind of insulated sometimes from the big, the big ups and downs, if you will. And so I see us, hanging in there and just starting to rise steady again. We're going to make some changes to our routes. I was hoping to get that started in March, but it sounds like it might get postponed a little bit. But this had been coming before the COVID pandemic, and trying to get more timely service in service areas that need the transit, and then also not duplicate places. Seems like we're running a lot of buses in places twice, so kind of spreading things out and a little more timely service. So I think that'll help our system a lot too, and improve ridership.
And you really have to wait for, who knows how gradual it'll be, but at least things to get back a little towards normal before you can probably move ahead with that plan. Is that right?
Well, it's more the technology end of it. We're implementing also right now, we're implementing GPS on the buses. So everybody will have access to real-time data as far as where their bus is at. And as we get into that, we're trying to structure the routes too. And so we've got a lot of technology changes going on. So it's kind of, they're bumping into each other. So that's what's slowing us down more than the virus right now.
Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Tim Shelley.